You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're going to go to something completely different. We're going to speak to Riley Williams. She's going to be the singer in front of Le Noir Blanche, which is going to be singing at the Counts Jazz Club out at Monash. G'day, Riley. How are you?
Hi there. I'm well, thanks. And it's Rally Like Sally.
Rally.
That's right. I get that all the time. But it's Le Nuit Blanche, which translates to the White Night in French.
Yes. Le Nuit Blanche. Right?
La Nuit Blanche, that's right.
I was listening through to your performances, and they're just so sweet and delicious. Obviously, bringing Australia the French tone is part of the experience of coming and listening to this music.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A few of us are friends that have played lots of different styles of music together, but found that we didn't have a love of some French language jazz and the gypsy style, and so we sort of wanted to deliver it to Melbourne audiences in a way that was our own, and bring that European experience to our towns that we love.
And tell me, why the Counts Jazz Club?
So the Counts. Look, I am a huge fan of the club. I was actually. I produced that program there last year while the wonderful Chelsea Wilson was on maternity leave. And honestly, the club is such a high standard. If you've not been there yet, it's a 140-seater club that's situated on the Clayton Monash campus. But it is a fully public space. For everybody, but the sound fit out is incredible. There's a fully fledged restaurant and bar on site. It creates a beautiful atmosphere. It's a lovely big stage for a band to play on and have some space on. So I'm really looking forward to being able to bring our music to the people of the Southeast.
Tell me about your background and your singing experience.
Look, I come from a jazz background originally. I sang from knee high all the way up, and wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, except that it was sing and probably do something in the contemporary realm. And at the end of school, which is almost 20 years ago, we didn't have heaps of choice to, when you're a singer, to study music, whether it was either going to be classical or jazz or music theatre. It certainly wasn't going to be classical for me. I weighed up getting into music theatre, but I wasn't probably that great a dancer, and I had some other friends going into jazz.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's probably a really good foundation for whatever I want to do next. And I studied jazz, which really informed, I suppose, more formally my style of singing and tone. And then since then, I've done world music and soul and Motown and country and rock, and then La Nuit Blanche started about 10 years ago, and it's just sort of been evolving since. And we do things like our traditional Bastille Day performances at a couple of different venues in Melbourne, and then seek out other opportunities when they come up. It sort of complements the rest of my musical journey quite nicely.
Yeah. Tell me, how did the ensemble, you have to create your own world, don't you, really? And you create your own opportunities.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The three guys in the ensemble, we're firm friends. We've been playing together for a long time. We have Nathan Slater, who's a guitarist, whose background is more in flamenco guitar and jazz, so he's not a Manouche player, and we haven't tried to replicate that gypsy jazz traditional Manouche Django Reinhardt style, because there are some bands that do that amazingly, but we wanted to bring together our own influences. We have Enzo Roberto on the double bass and Salvatore Greco on the accordion, and they are beautiful Italian gentlemen who've been here for about 30 years who bring that wonderful European sensibility to the band, as well as Enzo's very, very strong jazz background. And so we sort of come together, and certain years we have sort of pushed, you know, doing dance festivals and all of the major jazz venues hard, and then other times we've been very lucky to be approached to have the opportunity to play for people like the Consul General or the Embassy or other sort of French dignitaries and such. So it's sort of taken us to places that we didn't really ever expect to go on when we were just jamming on a couple of songs in someone's front room.
Well, I suppose that in a sense that being in performing this type of music in Australia also adds a certain frisson, because it allows you a little bit of flexibility.
Yeah, that's absolutely, it certainly does. I mean, because, you know, as I said, we're not necessarily trying to do anything too traditional. I mean, some of those Edith Piaf songs are almost 100 years old now. We still want to make them relevant and palatable for an audience now. So we're able to take a little bit of artistic license to be able to interpret things the way that we want. But I can attest that the French is generally fairly correct, because that's sort of my business to make sure that it's so. And I suppose that's something that I've prided myself on, being a Francophile and a Francophone, having studied French for many years, that I do like to think that someone's getting a relatively true French language experience, at least.
Tell my listeners how they can get to listen to come to this event, La Nuit Blanche.
So we'll be playing at The Count, which is on the Monash campus, next Wednesday, the 27th of March. You can go to the Monash Performing Arts Centre website to get tickets. Or even if they just Google The Count Monash, it will get you there. The show will kick off at 7:30, but the restaurant's open from 6:30, so you can come and have a wine or something to eat first. And please tell your listeners to come and say hello if they do end up coming to the gig.
Thanks very much for talking to me, Riley.
Thanks, Annie.
J'espère que j'ai plus peur de toi. Paris, j'ai pris perpète. Paris, j'ai perdu la tête pour toi. Ah, ah. Paris, quelle capitale de mon Parnasse à Pigalle, j'y crois. J'adore ça, Paris, Paris. Paris, quelle comédienne. Paris, quelle mise en scène de joie. Ah, Paris, j'ai pris papel. Paris, j'ai perdu la tête pour toi. Ah, ah, oh, 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 ah, ah. Paris, tu prends de diva. Ouh, avec moi, Paris, Paris, ah, ah. j'adore ça. Paris, Paris. Paris, j'ai perdu la tête pour toi. Ah, ah, ah. Paris, quelle comédienne. Paris, quelle mise en scène de soi. Paris, tu prends tes ailes.